is my honor today to represent the Ohio House as the Speaker. Like many of you, we have known the DeWines and the Husteds for several decades, and it is exciting to look as we are going towards the future to the next 4 years. So with that, I will turn it over to the President of the Senate.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everybody, or good afternoon. This has been a wonderful weekend, but certainly the importance of this event really brings to bear, most significantly, the great public service of Mike DeWine. Had a conversation of several months ago, and the fact that my parents have 27 grandchildren, and he said, well, we only have 26. And I asked him, is there anybody still eligible? And it turns out there is. So number 27 on the way for the DeWines. And those personal comments and relationships are important. That's how we get to know each other. I will tell you that Mike DeWine has been a great governor in the past 4 years. There are things we've disagreed about, but there's never been a time that, especially in the last 2 years, that Mike DeWine wasn't always a professional, a gentleman, and I really look forward to the next 2 years. And certainly that applies to Speaker Husted, as folks like myself call him from our days back in the House. So congratulations to this great team, and congratulations to their families. Thanks very much.
Please welcome the Miami University Men's Glee Club.
Sky, Lord, in the sky. goodbye to me tonight, there would still be music left to write. What else would I do? I'm so inspired by you. That hasn't happened for the longest time. Once I thought my innocence was gone, now I know that happiness goes on. That's where you found me and put your arms around me. That hasn't happened for the longest time. Whoa. I'm that voice you're hearing in the hall, and the greatest miracle of all is that you need me, and that I needed you too. That hasn't happened for the longest time.
Maybe this won't last very long, but you feel so right, and I could be wrong. Maybe I've been holding too hard, but I've come this far, and it's more than I hoped for.
Who knows how much further we'll go on? Maybe I'll be sorry when you're gone. I'll take my chances. I forgot how nice romance is. That hasn't happened for the longest time.
I had second thoughts at the start. I said to myself, hold on to your heart. Now I know the woman that you are. You're wonderful so far, and it's more than I hoped for. I don't care what consequence it brings. I have been a fool for lesser things. I'll take my chances. I forgot how nice romance is. I intend to hold you for the longest time.
Whoa, longest for the longest time. Whoa, longest for the longest time. Whoa, longest for the longest time. Whoa.
Please welcome the co-chairs of the DeWine Husted Inaugural Committee, Suzanne and Michael Kiggin.
This is a great day for the state of Ohio. Welcome. I am Suzanne Kiggin. My husband, Michael, and I are honored to be the chairs of the DeWine Husted Inaugural Committee again. And before my husband and I talk about Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Husted, I think it's very important that we take a moment and really recognize and thank all the members of the inaugural team, plus the countless volunteers that have worked meticulously and planned and carried out the inaugural events to celebrate Mike DeWine and John Husted's overwhelming re-election. We are so grateful that you, the voters of Ohio, have given Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Husted the best gift, the gift of time. Another 4 years of leadership of our beautiful Ohio.
Good afternoon. Seems like we were just here, doesn't it? 4 years ago, I remember introducing Suzanne. This year, I had to ask her if it would be possible for me to say a few words. She had to think about it. Your governor promises not to waste 1 minute of these upcoming 4 years. And no, he has not started anew. He's never stopped. His efforts are constant for all of us and for this great state of Ohio. Mike DeWine is laser focused on providing opportunity so that every Ohioan can live up to his or her God-giving abilities. In this current day, when there are far too many loud and boisterous voices, Mike DeWine continues to lead with his quiet dignity. He's a calming voice, as we all know, and a proven leader that demonstrated most profoundly in the partnership, the new partnership
I might have messed you up again. Hold on. Here we go. This is what makes a marriage really strong. There you go. Good thing this isn't our day job.
As I was saying, Mike's a calming voice of leadership. He's a convincing and skilled visionary, demonstrated with Ohio's new partnership with Intel and the vast economic opportunities that come with that. And he's just getting started. For quite a few years, I've had the distinct privilege of having an up-close and personal view of some of the qualities that Mike has that now serve him so well as the governor. His high intellect, candor, honesty, analytical mind, strategical thinking, deep caring of others, and the amazing ability to find answers and solutions.
And then there is my friend, Ohio's First Lady, Fran DeWine. Absolutely. She works so hard traveling all 88 counties to increase enrollment in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library of Ohio, which has given more than 10 million books to children under the age of 5 in the last 4 years.
And despite a packed schedule, they always prioritize and make time for family. And yes, that foundation, the very bedrock of Family DeWine, is precisely what has prepared us here again today. Faith, certainly. Family, and friends us all.
And that caring, that family focus translates to their deep commitment to all Ohio families. And knowing the seeds of change that they plant today will impact tomorrow and the tomorrows to come. I know Ohio is in the best hands. I'm excited for Ohio's future. Thank you for joining us on this historic day.
Please welcome Kylie, Katie, Alex, and Kathleen Husted.
Here and for sharing this special moment with our family. My name is Katie Husted.
And I'm Kylie Husted. For our entire lives, we've been so blessed to watch as our dad and mom serve the people of Ohio.
Our dad has served as state senator, state representative, speaker of the Ohio House, secretary of state, and for the last 4 years, lieutenant governor.
But to us, he is our biggest fan and our role model, and we know he loves us.
He also loves Ohio and America and the freedom it represents.
Our dad wants everyone to have the chance to get a good education, a good job, and have hope for the future.
Our dad and mom want for us what they want for every family, a bright future and the chance to live their version of the American dream right here in Ohio.
Our mom and dad have taught us to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves.
They remind us to live every day grateful for the blessings of life, and to be kind to all.
Our mom and dad have also taught us the value of hard work and personal responsibility.
We have heard many times, if you want it, work for it. You will become what you practice. Learn from your mistakes, and of course, never quit.
We're very proud of our dad and all he has accomplished for our state, and we know he has a very long to-do list for the next 4 years and beyond.
We love you, mom and dad. Now it is our honor to introduce our dad, the Lieutenant Governor of Ohio, John Husted, and our mom, Tina Husted. Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. 'Cause I'm never gonna leave you, always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good, fighting the good fight, good fight. We've been in the roadblocks, spots. When you're feeling you're giving all that you got, I'm with you in the next step, giving you the next breath. I'll be the voice saying you're gonna make it. When you're out there on your own, you are never alone. Keep fighting the good fight. Fighting the good, fighting the good, fight good
Please welcome Matthew DeWine and Gene Dedukovich.
Good afternoon. My name is Matthew DeWine.
And I'm Gene Dedukovich.
Both Gene and I have learned so much from our grandparents. Growing up, I would spend countless summers working for my grandmother, Fran DeWine, at her home in Cedarville, Ohio. I learned the value of hard work from time spent with my grandmother. She has brought this work ethic to her time as First Lady, as a champion for families and children. She and my grandfather want for all Ohio children what they want for their own children and grandchildren, the opportunity to live up to their God-given potential.
Please enjoy this short video message from our grandmother, First Lady Fran DeWine.
These are the faces of Ohio's future. They're also some of the 26 grandchildren Mike and I have been blessed with. People sometimes ask me, what drives Mike? Well, it's always been about Ohio's future. He's passionate about making sure every child has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential. And he's dedicated his career to making people's lives better. As a tough local prosecutor, he locked up drug dealers and rapists to make our communities safer. He wrote the toughest anti-drunk driving bill in the country as a state senator. He worked with both parties in the U.S. Senate to improve children's health care and strengthen our military. He became a national leader as Ohio's attorney general in testing rape kits to make women safer and delivering justice for survivors. As Ohio's governor, he's been praised for his strong leadership and making the tough decisions. And one of Mike's lasting legacies is helping Ohio win the biggest economic development project in our state's history. Tens of thousands of new jobs and new industries are coming to Ohio, so generations of Ohioans can achieve their dream right here in the Buckeye State. Mike DeWine fights and wins every day for the people of Ohio. And no one is more optimistic about Ohio's future. But there's one more thing you should know about him. Mike DeWine is just getting started.
Please welcome Parker DeWine and Rebecca DeWine.
Hello, my name is Parker DeWine.
And I'm Rebecca DeWine.
This year, I have gotten to travel around Ohio with my grandparents and was able to see firsthand their love for the state and its people. It's an honor to introduce them today.
Please welcome to the stage Governor Mike DeWine and First Lady Fran DeWine.
Thank you.
Please welcome David and Maddie Darling.
My name is David Darling, and this is my wife, Madeline Darling. I am honored to introduce Father Tom Hagen, who is here from Haiti. Father Tom runs the Becky DeWine School, named after our Aunt Becky. I have the privilege to work with Father Tom for an organization called Hands Together, where he's changing the lives every day through meals and education for thousands of Haitian children.
Father Tom is a big part of our lives and our family. He even married David and I last month in Cincinnati. Please welcome our friend, Father Tom Hagen, to the stage for the invocation.
The first time Fran put this stole on his meat was just the same day she made it, shortly after your daughter Becky died, tragically. And all these are dresses of Becky's. So it's always a great honor to wear this stole. Thank you. My good friends, let us pray. Lord God, you who have created all that is good and all that is beautiful, you that see in every human being dignity and worth, you who love every human being on this earth, not for what they do, but simply for who they are, we thank you now for your presence here. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of the state of Ohio. We thank you for its wonderful people. We thank you for its leaders, its mayors, its legislators. But most of all, today especially, we thank you for Governor Mike DeWine and for Lieutenant Governor John Houston. We ask you, God, to protect them and watch over them. We thank you especially for Fran DeWine, for Tina Usted. Always guide them and protect them as well. Lord God, we thank you today for being with us. We pray, Lord God, that you will give us the grace under the leadership of Mike DeWine and John Usted. Give us the courage to stand on our own two feet and see the world as it truly is, eye to eye. All that is good and all that is evil, all that is beautiful and all that is ugly, and say, yes, Lord God, with your help, we can build a better world. Help us, Lord God, to see in every human being what you see. See their potential. See what's good and beautiful in them. Help us to be looked at every human being as you look at them. Help us to look beyond all that divides us and all that may be different. Help us to celebrate linkages and commonalities. Help us to embrace the bond of love that binds us all together. Help us, Lord God, to wake up every day with 1,000 reasons for living. Help us to be inspired by Mike DeWine and John Houston, so that we can say, Lord, we're not afraid of our tomorrows. We've seen our yesterdays, and we love today. Lead us to that point in our life when the sight of a sunset means more to us than our material possessions, when the sounds of children impress us more than the voices of the powerful and political people of the world, when we can dance and sing for the right reasons and weep, not for having lost something, but the realization God has given us so much. Lord God, give us the grace and the courage to shatter all human categories. Let us see every human being as a brother and as a sister. Lord God, bless Mike DeWine, bless John Husted, and above all, bless the wonderful state of Ohio. Amen.
Please welcome Albert Darling.
Hello, my name is Albert Darling. In 2016, I graduated from the College of Worcester. I'm not the first member of my family to graduate from the College of Worcester. My Uncle Mark, Aunt Becca, and Aunt Becky are also Fighting Scots alumni. It is my honor to welcome Glenna Van Dyke to the stage to perform Amazing Grace.
Please welcome Anna Bolton.
Hello, my name is Anna Bolton, and I am the youngest of Mike and Fran's 8 children. My parents have always taught me the power of the written word. As a writer today, I am inspired by not only the words of Ohio's poet laureate, but also by the work she is doing in our state. Carrie Gunter Seymour, a ninth generation Ohio Appalachian, writes of hardworking, resilient Ohio women who are proud of their heritage. She is the founder of the Women of Appalachia Project, and she is a mentor to poets across the state, in our prisons, and in addiction recovery homes. Her work is helping to pave the way for Appalachia's bright future, because it's not just Ohio's time, it's Appalachia's time too. I am honored to welcome Ohio's Poet Laureate, Carrie Gunter Seymour, to the stage to read a poem.
Everyone, I'm so glad half of you did not stand up and leave when they mentioned poetry, so I'm just really pleased about that. As Anna mentioned, I am from Southeastern Ohio, so I do have a bit of twang in my voice from my people who come from the Carolinas and on up to Tennessee and then to Ohio. And thanks to our First Lady, Mrs. DeWine, I think everybody knows who Dolly Parton is, right? Okay, well, Dolly had snuck her way into this poem, which is okay, but so did Perry Como, but he doesn't get a starring role, so. And this is called Perfect Pitch. I rode middle school bound in the back seat of my aunt's station wagon, listening to her and Mama sing Jolene, trading voices, harmonizing on the chorus. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. A few years later, it was 9-5. They were fired up and it was Dolly's doing. This was rural Ohio, the bottom lip of northern Appalachia, right shy of Perry Como country. The women in the family worked the TS Trim factory, spitting out Honda car parts. Started out on the assembly line, worked their way up to paint, then detailing, then welding. Physical labor made their bodies strong, their future bright. And like Dolly, they weren't taking any guff. They learned early on about strikes and picket lines, how important it is to organize and vote. Brave women in the workforce, determined to see their daughters inside college classrooms, the hell out of factory row. I didn't know then I was being raised by a feminist working to take back her power. Like Dolly, my mama would never use that word, no matter how much she embodied it. She was proud to hang up her welder's helmet end of shift, pick up her paycheck, sing in the front seat of a station wagon with women she loved. Thank you all so much.
Please welcome Justin Darling and Grady Dedukovich.
Hello, my name is Justin Darling, and this is my cousin, Grady Dedukovich. I'm currently a sophomore in college, but in high school, one of my proudest of accomplishments was becoming an Eagle Scout. We are so honored to be part of today's ceremony and to introduce the Ohio National Guard for the presentation of colors.
Please stand as we present the colors.
Please welcome the DeWine grandchildren and Husted children to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
My name is William DeWine. My cousins and I, as well as Katie and Kylie Husted, would now like to lead everyone in the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you please stand? I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please welcome Stephen Dedukovich and Tucker DeWine.
Good afternoon. My name is Stephen Dedukovich, and this is my cousin, Tucker DeWine. Every year at our grandparents' ice cream social, our friends Chris, Scott, and Kirk play the national anthem. If you would please stand again and join the Firehouse Friends for the singing of our national anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave and the home of the brave.
Please remain standing as the colors are retired.
Please welcome Mary Darling.
Hello, my name is Mary Darling, and I am so proud and excited to introduce the performance of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, sung by my older sister Caroline, and accompanied on the piano by my older brother Albert.
Please welcome Kylie, Katie, Alex, and Kathleen Husted.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Husted, and this is my newly minted wife, Kathleen Husted.
Over the course of our relationship, we have been fortunate to witness the role models of John and Tina. We've watched and studied their unwavering partnership and marriage as they remain steadfast in their faith, values, and devotion to family and community.
Just 4 years ago, we stood here as our father was sworn in for his first tour of duty as Lieutenant Governor. I am proud of all he has accomplished for the people of Ohio in such a short time. He's truly setting up a bright future for this great state, and we know he's only just getting started. Please welcome to the stage John and Tina Husted.
Would you raise your right hand and please repeat after me? I, John Husted.
I, John Husted.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I shall faithfully and honestly.
That I shall faithfully and honestly.
Discharge the duties of the office of Lieutenant Governor.
Discharge the duties of the office of Lieutenant Governor.
Of the state of Ohio.
Of the state of Ohio.
And shall support, protect, and defend.
And shall support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Anna Bolton and Izzy Darling.
Good afternoon. My name is Izzy Darling. Anna and I have spent a lot of time with her parents, my grandparents, throughout the years. We have been blessed to spend time with them on the campaign trail and with them in their official capacity as governor and first lady. We know how hard they work and how much they care, not only for us and our family, but for all families and every child in the state.
I am so proud to welcome my parents to the stage where my oldest brother, Patrick, will administer the oath of office, swearing in my dad, Mike DeWine, for his second term as the 70th governor of Ohio.
Hey.
right hand, repeat after me.
I,
Richard Michael DeWine.
Richard Michael DeWine.
Do solemnly swear.
That I shall faithfully and honestly.
Discharge the duties. Of the office of Governor of Ohio. And shall support, protect, and defend. The Constitution. Of the United States of America. And the Constitution. Of the State of Ohio. So help me God. Congratulations.
Mike DeWine, First Lady Fran DeWine, Lieutenant Governor John Husted, and Mrs. Tina Husted. Welcome, the 70th governor of the great state of Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. Lieutenant Governor Husted, Senator Vance, Congressman Kerry, Speaker Stevens, President Huffman, Leader Antonio, Leader Russo, Chief Justice Kennedy, Justices Fisher, DeWine, Donnelly, Stewart, and Bruner, Attorney General Yost, Alder Faber, Secretary of State LaRose, Treasurer Sprague, esteemed mayors, Reverend clergy, and members of the General Assembly. My fellow citizens of Ohio, 4 years ago, in this historic capital, on this very spot, I took the oath of office to become your governor. We celebrated then, and we celebrate today, what has made Ohio great. Our faith, our families, and our friends. So let me start by introducing my family. You've already met some of them. For the past 4 years, Ohioans have seen Fran by my side as we fought a once-in-a-100-year pandemic. They've seen her passion for children. They've seen her passion for children's literacy. And they've seen her bring the Dolly Parton Imagination Library to children in every single county across the great state of Ohio. And for over 55 years, our family has seen her strength, her compassion, her leadership. She is truly the rock of our family. And through times of great joy and times of great sorrow, she holds us together. Let me introduce my bride Fran. And Fran, I want to introduce you to our children, their spouses, and our grandchildren. Okay. Just as in the past I learned from my parents and I learned from my grandparents, now I continue to learn from my children and my grandchildren. I also want to introduce to you Fran's brothers and sisters and their families, who many years ago truly became my brothers and my sisters. Let's stand up. Today, on this day of great celebration, we also remember our family members who are no longer with us, but who remain forever in our hearts. Our parents, our grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, brother Mike, our daughter Becky, our granddaughter Catherine Becky. We miss them all. To my fellow citizens of Ohio, thank you. Thank you for the trust and the responsibility that you have given me. And thank you for giving us the most precious thing that there is in the world, and that is time. Time for us to continue to work for you as we tackle our state's unfinished business. Not long into my first term, we found ourselves facing an invisible enemy that threatened our health and our lives. Yet Ohioans rallied, as you always do, and showed the world your true resilience and toughness. We will continue to remember the Ohioans who have been lost in the pandemic. And we will remain also indebted to our healthcare workers, our nurses, our doctors, our first responders, our grocery store and restaurant workers, our local health department personnel, our teachers, our educators, and our Ohio National Guard troops, and so many, many others, all of whom stepped up in a time of great crisis to truly make a difference. Let's stop at this moment and just give them a round of applause, no matter where they are in Ohio. Thank you. God bless what you did. Woody Hayes said, "You win with people." And Ohio's greatness has come truly from our people. Here in Ohio, let's be honest, we like to do things our own way. We like to do it the Ohio way. We get up in the morning, we go to work. We make things. We invent things. We do things. In Ohio, we have elected historically leaders who focus on the things that really matter to our families and to our communities. We're pragmatic. We're no drama. And when we get knocked down, instead of complaining, Ohioans just get back up and we get things done. Four years ago, in my inaugural speech, I said that we would invest in people. I spoke then of my dad and my grandfather, who both planted seeds in the autumn of their life, knowing full well that they would likely not live to see those seeds grow into flowers and into larger trees. But they did these things nonetheless, because they wanted to do things that would endure beyond their lifetimes, so that their children and their grandchildren could enjoy the shade of those trees, the beauty of the flowers. And that's why they did it. With that same optimism and same faith in the future, 4 years ago, I asked the people of Ohio and this General Assembly to do things where the results would not be immediate, but where they would be profound and where they would endure. And I ask you, ask the members of the General Assembly, ask this state to invest in things that many times, many cases, we would not see the results during this administration, or even many times we would not see the results in our lifetime. But I ask them to act. And this General Assembly and the people of the state of Ohio did, in fact, act. We did move forward. We did act. Together, we are creating the environment in the state where every single Ohioan can have a better life and a more prosperous future. And we did that working together. We are building an Ohio where every single child, whether they live in Appalachia, in the inner city, in a village, suburbs, every child, we're working so that every child has access to quality child care, access to a good school, access to a positive role model and mentor. We are building an Ohio where every child can find something that they have a real passion for and get the training they need to turn that passion into their life's work. We are building an Ohio with first-class infrastructure, with roads and bridges that are safe and strong, including a brand new bridge that we're soon going to start building across the Ohio River at Cincinnati. We are also delivering high-tech, high-speed internet that will be available and reliable across the state of Ohio to every Ohio citizen. And we're working to make clean drinking water accessible to everyone. We're also going after the violent offenders who are terrorizing our communities and going after the drug dealers who are peddling poison to our citizens. And we are working every day to rid Ohio of the stigma. Yes, the stigma that comes with addiction and comes with mental illness. And we will transform Ohio into the best state of the nation for mental health treatment. And we will transform Ohio into the best state in the nation for mental health research and the best state in the nation for mental health prevention. My fellow Ohioans, our goal each day will be to make possible the dreams of every one of our citizens. As leaders, we will remember that what is important is not our dreams, but what is important is that we create the environment in the state of Ohio where each Ohioan has the opportunity to pursue their dream. Over the next 4 years, we will be guided by the same core principles and the same core values that have steered us in the past. We will work with great urgency to remove the barriers that are blocking too many Ohioans from living up to their full God-given potential. We will remember the words of George Washington Carver, and I quote, "Resolved to be tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and the strong, because sometime in life we will have been all of these." End of quote. And my fellow Ohioans, we will leave no one behind. For every life has dignity, every life has value, and every life has worth. My friends, my fellow Ohioans, this is Ohio's time. People are returning to the heartland, and while maybe not all roads lead to Ohio, a whole lot of them certainly do. To those living outside of Ohio, across this country, let me say this. If you want to raise a family, get a good paying job, and have an amazing quality of life, come to Ohio. If you want to start or grow a business in a state with low taxes, reasonable regulation, I say to you, come to Ohio. If you want to live within driving distance, no matter where you live in the state, if you want to live within driving distance of amazing art, theater, and major sports teams, come to Ohio. If you want to live in a state with 75, soon to be 76, amazing, beautiful state parks, then come to Ohio. If you want to get a great education, then enroll in one of Ohio's 14 world-class public universities, or one of our 74 private colleges and universities, or one of our 23 community colleges. And to make it real simple, if you want a chance for a better life, a brighter future for your family, then I say to you, come to Ohio. Throughout our history, Ohio has always been a welcoming place, especially to people who seek freedom from oppression. If you are a legal immigrant who has recently come to this country looking to build a better life for your family, to earn a living, to create a home, and to contribute to your community, I invite you to come to Ohio because you will be welcome here. We see that kind of spirit with the Ukrainian people who have come to Ohio over the past year, asking for nothing but safety from the war, a chance to earn a better life for themselves and their families. To all these new Ohioans, we say, welcome home. This is, my friends, this is a special time in history. And Ohio is a special place. Wilbur Wright said it well over 100 years ago, and you've all heard the quote, but it's good to repeat it. If I were giving a young person advice as to how they might succeed in life, I would simply say this: pick out a good father and mother and begin life in Ohio. Now, we got to start doing that because we've got a lot to brag about. We need to start telling the world what we have always known, that Ohio is truly the state of opportunity in this whole country. Our economy is surging. We are red hot. Our state budget is on firm footing. Our bond rating is the highest it's been since 1979. Manufacturing is flourishing in Ohio. We have always been a great manufacturing state, but now, we're bringing to Ohio the highest tech manufacturing known to man, and the world is taking notice. Ohio is a state on the move. We're seeing many of our villages, our county seats, revitalizing their main streets and their town squares, and it's so exciting to see that. And we're seeing right now our major cities planning to reconnect their downtowns, their neighborhoods, to the magnificent rivers that flow through them and to the shores of the lakes beside them. These grassroots efforts are spreading across Ohio right now. So from Appalachia to our urban centers, we are seeing people who are taking this in their own hands and saying, we can make a better community for our family to live in. We can make a more beautiful community. And I support them. We will continue to help them. And we are grateful for their leadership. Now, in the coming days, we will have many significant opportunities to showcase Ohio and to tell the world that Ohio really is the heart of it all. Let me give you just three examples. One, this summer, the World Heritage Committee is expected to name Ohio's 2,000-year-old Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks, located in Ross County, Warren County, and Licking County, as a World Heritage Site. My friends, this is a big, big deal. It's a big deal. This special designation will draw people from all over the world to our great state and will recognize that Ohio's people, even 2,000 years ago, played a pivotal role in transforming what is now Ohio into a sophisticated and prominent trading center. Number two, we formed a commission to commemorate the 250th anniversary of our country. I've asked Doug Price and former Columbus Mayor Mike Coleman to head this up, and they have already started working very hard. This committee has already started preparing for events that will occur throughout the next 3 years. Again, this will be our chance to tell the world the story of our people and our legacy of innovators and inventors, educators, entrepreneurs, dreamers, doers, the Ohio story. And number three, another tremendous opportunity to tell our Ohio story is our Great State Fair. We are remaking Ohio's Great State Fair. And we're starting this year, and we'll be doing it over the next few years. We've always had a Great State Fair. We're going to make it even greater. We're remaking the Ohio State Fair so it be an even better showcase for all that is good about Ohio, all that is unique about Ohio, all the things about Ohio that we are most proud of. We'll have an opportunity to celebrate Ohio's deep agriculture roots, but also to tell the world about everything that is unique and so very, very special about this state that we love. My fellow Ohioans, I think those of you who know me know I'm an optimist. I'm in a hurry, but I'm an optimist. And I've never been more optimistic about the future of our great state of Ohio. I've never been more optimistic about the days that lie ahead. This truly is Ohio's moment in history. You heard Father Tom Hagen a few minutes ago, our dear friend who works every day in Haiti. I've often heard our friend Tom Hagen, Father Tom, say, and I quote, "A dream by itself is pure nonsense, and a mission by itself is pure drudgery. But a dream and a mission together, a dream and a mission together is the hope for the world." My fellow Ohioans, we all share a dream, we share a mission, and I know that together we will tear down barriers and create opportunities so that every single Ohioan, no matter where they are from, no matter where they live, no matter who their parents are, every single Ohioan can live their version of the American dream. This is our hope for Ohio, and that is our hope for the future. Now, let's get to work, and may God bless Ohio, may God bless the people of this great state. Thank you all very much.
Please welcome Josie DeWine, Addison DeWine, and Grace Dayton.
My name is Grace Dayton, and these are my cousins, Josie DeWine and Addison DeWine.
For our closing benediction, please welcome Dr. Mukhtar Haji, Bishop Bowden Danilo,
Reverend Dr. David Forbes, and Rabbi Howard Zack.
Hi, afternoon. My name is Mukhtar Haji, Imam Masjid Ibn Taymiyyah, Columbus, Ohio. I'm from East Africa, especially Somalia. I came in the United States 2001 to afternoon. I am American citizen and Muslim. And now I want you to read some Holy Quran. Enjoy. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما
صدق الله العظيم.
Let us pray. Dear wise and loving Father, first let me say thank you on behalf of all of us who are gathered here today. Thank you for many and all the blessings. Thank you for life itself, for the measure of health. We need to fulfill our calling for sustenance and for the friendship. Thank you for our ability to be involved in a State of Ohio work and for the honor of bearing the appropriate responsibilities. Thank you as well for the freedom to embrace and freedom to reject you. Thank you for loving us, even so you are in gracious and bountiful nature. We pray for our Governor Mike DeWayne, for the Lieutenant Governor John Hudson, for their families, administration, and staff, for the Ohio State and the House of Representatives, and in particular, I am asking you that you would graciously grant them wisdom to govern amidst the conflict, interest, and issue of our time, a sense of welfare and a true need of our people, a need thirst for justice and righteousness, confidence in what is good and what is fitting, the ability to work together in harmony even when we have the honest disagreement, personal peace in lives, and joy in a task that we undertake. Further, Creator God, I pray for the peace in Ukraine. That the aggression cease, I pray for Ukraine. For all the humanity distorted by war, for all the life lost, home cease and peace broken. May the spirit and comfort dwells among those who are in fear. May we affirm the dignity and right of all, and may we seek the peace. Amen.
As I prepare to lead us in prayer, let us be aware that in this world and in this nation, and especially in this country and in this state, humanity is under attack. It's not right or left or Michigan or Ohio State. It is dark versus light. It is evil versus good. It is light versus dark. It is life versus death. It is blessing versus curse. And we have the privilege to pray for these wonderful leaders to lead us into that battle. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for allowing us to approach you in prayer. We know the value of prayer. Even this week down in Cincinnati, we viewed as a young man's life was hanging in the battle. Buffalo Bill and Cincinnati Bengal players put their partisans aside and began to pray. We are aware that black, white, all different types of people prayed. And we see in that, that prayer does not really change things. Prayer changes us. And as we come into humility and unity and oneness and interdependence, we know that you will lift us up. It is that spirit of prayer that brings us to this moment. Father, in this time of induction and commencement and beginning, we listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah that the government can rest upon his shoulders. I ask you to enlighten Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Husted, Father, their families, their teams, and their staff with sound principles. I ask, Father, that you empower them to fight with courage and confidence for the defense of natural law, for the commandments that you gave even through Moses to us. You alone, Lord God, are the source of grace and truth, and love, hope, wisdom, insight, and integrity. We know, Father, that only you are able to make Ohio a prosperous and a holy place. As we turn our hearts back to you, you will allow this state to be a righteous and a peaceable place. Thank you, Father, in all and for all, that your grace can make this the greatest state in the history of this country. Lord, from Defiance to Dayton, from Wapakoneta to Westerville, Father, from Cedar Point to Cedarville, allow the 88 counties to be 88 keys of piano, that you are stroking a beautiful melody, a beautiful chorus of spiritual renewal, spiritual reformation, and spiritual commitment in this place. It is in the name of your Son, Jesus, that we lift these prayers. Lord, heavy, hanging over the head of Lieutenant Governor and Governor and their families, a hard and huge task. But as they move through the bivouac of life, I ask that you vouchsafe them all the way across the finish line of this second term, Lord, with grace, with dignity, with integrity, with power, and ultimately pleasing you in their duty. Thank you for it. In your Son's Jesus' name, amen.
Lord our God, we thank you for your countless mercies, the incomparable gift of love that comes from family, friends, and associates who are here today on behalf of our governor, and Lieutenant Governor, who have dedicated their lives in service to you and to the people of the great state of Ohio. This past Saturday, on the Jewish Sabbath in synagogues around the world, we completed the public reading of the book of Genesis, the first of the five books of Moses of the Bible. In the concluding narrative, Jacob gathers his sons, the 12 tribes of Israel, to give each of them a blessing. According to rabbinic tradition, he first gives each of them two sticks, and he asks each of them to take one in their hands, each of them, and break it in half, which they easily do. He then asks them to take the second stick, gather them together in a bundle of 12, pass it around, as each of them try as they might to break that bundle of sticks, which of course they were not able to do. The message is clear. What we accomplish together as one is stronger and more resilient than anything we do as a sole individual. As the scriptural Torah reader concluded the last verse of Genesis, the congregation rose and responded in unison, Chazak, Chazak, v'nitchazek. Be strong, and let us be strengthened. Governor DeWine, Lieutenant Governor Husted, as you complete your first term in office and begin your second, we rise to say to you, Chazak, Chazak, v'nitchazek. Be strong, and be renewed with divine strength and inspiration to lead our state and its citizens with confidence and sensitivity, with justice and fairness, with love and compassion for all Ohioans, and with fealty to the oath of office that you have just sworn to. May the Lord bless you and safeguard you. May the Lord shine his countenance upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace. And let us all say, Amen. Thank you.
Please welcome the chairwoman of the DeWine Husted Inaugural Committee, Suzanne Kiggin.
Thank you so much for sharing such a special day with all of us. Again, a historic day for the state of Ohio. Now, this concludes our program, but I need a favor from you. So, all of you, I heard a lot of claps for Fran DeWine. She doesn't ask a lot of me, but she's asked one thing, and I need all of your help. And it doesn't require that you write a check. Now I have your attention, don't I? She wants a picture of the family right out here, so I'm gonna ask that you remain seated. And you've seen the size of the family, so it's gonna take us just a couple of minutes. But if you will give us that, we would so appreciate it. I'm actually the Husteds, a smaller family, are gonna leave us now and go to the steps and have their picture taken. So we'll ask, you can go ahead, and we've got a photographer waiting for you. Haley, which way? That way. The hands are raising. Thank you. How about a round of applause for Lieutenant Governor and his beautiful family?